Everyone, so it's Max, and we're back with Zero to Hero, a story about coffee. It's really, really fun to make this podcast because it kind of gives us an outlet to reflect upon what we've been doing the last couple of weeks and just to report back to a couple of people that are following our journey. We obviously have an Instagram and other points we're posting content, but I think audio is an exciting area because there's not that many startups that I know of doing something like this. And we think it gives a really personal touch to what we're doing and a bit of the inside information as well. So we got up to some really exciting things this week, but I haven't been going it alone. We have Alex, our intern here, who has flown in from the United States, which is very, very exciting. Yeah. So welcome,
yeah.
Alex.
Thank you. Yeah, it's really exciting to work on this new project and kind of have like a different perspective here in Australia from the US. So yeah, it's really exciting.
So Alex, what is your background and why did you want to come to Australia?
So I'm going to be entering my senior year at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C., and I'm studying international business and finance. And so inherently, I really like that international perspective. I've studied in multiple different countries, and I thought I haven't been to Australia, and I really wanted to check it out, and I'm loving it so far. So yeah, it's just a fun time for me.
Awesome. And obviously, it's so great having Alex here because as a solo founder, it can be difficult to kind of stay focused. And I think to have you here, Alex, has been great because it kind of gives me like so much accountability. I can't just go crazy and just not turn up or just all this kind of stuff. So it's really exciting that Alex is joining us. And definitely when we went to make the coffee biofuel, Alex was with us as well, driving to Healesville.
Yeah, that was quite an experience.
Like navigating, like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Hopefully my driving is getting better.
Cause... It is, slightly. It reminds me of a 15-year-old in the United States, but it's fine.
You got to start somewhere, right? You got to start somewhere.
Yeah, no, it's good.
And I think it's just so funny because I think going forward, there's just going to be more need to drive around, like in a van and stuff and... you know, pick stuff up and collect things. So, oh my God, I'm still quite scared about driving anything bigger than a Toyota.
Yeah, you'll get used to it though. But yeah, Melbourne is very spread out. It's like the public transportation is very different. So, and like, it's interesting from a business perspective, like how much goes into transportation costs and all that.
Yeah, interesting. But, yeah. So one of the benefits of driving to get this stuff made and bringing it back to Melbourne was that we finally had our first like customer trial. And this was with one of our kind of early places that I started co-working at with Two Space in Fitzroy. And Sean, who kind of runs that business, was really kind to say, hey, look, love your work. Let's try the coffee biofuel inside the pizza oven and see if we can actually cook pizzas on it, which is so, so exciting.
Yeah, it was so awesome.
And Alex was like helping arrange that as well. And so that kind of operations background is coming into force. So like, how did you, like, what were your expectations, Alex, about, you know, before the trial, like, what do you think, how do you think it was going to go?
Well, I thought it was going to go pretty well, actually. I wasn't too nervous. I feel like you were definitely more nervous than I was, but I had to, like, research a little bit, and I guess everyone's big question is, will the food taste like coffee, which is very interesting and very valid, but I had looked up online that it doesn't, like, there's kind of been other like kind of similar products, but burning coffee, it shouldn't really impart that much of a taste to the food. And of course it didn't, it was totally normal and everyone really enjoyed it. So, and no one could tell a difference, I don't think. So I couldn't tell a difference. No one else said anything. So yeah.
Hopefully they're not being polite. No. Like, this tastes disgusting.
Sounds good.
Yeah. No, you're totally right. And I think we did as much research as we could, like, you know, researching pizza ovens, talking to pizza shop owners and finding out what actually cooks the pizza. We found out was the actual heat and how the heat goes into the stone, and like the heat from the stone cooks the pizza. So you're right, we had a strong understanding that, you know, coffee wasn't gonna affect the taste hopefully too much or not at all, but I think as founders and as entrepreneurs and so far, there is that moment of truth where you just gotta try it, you just gotta test it out.
Yeah.
So I was like definitely quite scared. I'm like, fuck, is this gonna destroy something? Like, are people gonna get sick? So, yeah, but I don't know. It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, it worked out really well, I think. So.
Yes. Yeah. So the main thing from this trial was the assumption that it didn't affect the taste of pizza. So it kind of propels us forward to start scaling up our operations, scaling up manufacture and drying, and actually getting at least our first kind of MVP into the hands of the first customers and getting just a small amount of revenue in. And this is really exciting. You're not going to make a whole bunch of money to start with, but it's about the traction and demonstrating that there is a market here and kind of finding out what the market wants, what the customer wants, what kind of size, the burn rate, all that kind of stuff. So I think there's still like a shit ton of work ahead, but I think that's the fun of a startup, that there's so much variety in the work you're doing and it's really exciting. So it's definitely exciting times ahead as well. And that leads us to the fact that next week Alex is returning from Australia back to the United States.
Yeah. It's so sad. I'm really, really sad. I think I may cry. Oh, I don't want to leave, you know. Especially it's like a really exciting time for the company. So I've definitely seen a lot of progress, of course. Like in the past 2 months, it's crazy how fast things move. But yeah, I'm just kind of excited to keep up with it and see what happens. And maybe I'll be back. I'm definitely thinking about potentially getting a full-time job in Australia after I graduate. So we'll see though.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good to hear. And I'm like happy you've had a great time here and seen so much. Like what would you say your highlight so far? It doesn't have to be with work. I know you've traveled a bit and seen a bit of Australia as well.
Yeah, I mean, definitely it was really cool like coming in and I'm living with 7 other American interns as well. So it's fun kind of experiencing everything for the first time here with them. So obviously traveling with them has been like such a huge highlight. But I think also a huge thing about my experience here is like working for Zero Impact has been really great because I have a lot of friends working in New York. They're at banks. They're kind of, a lot of my friends are really miserable and not having great summers, but yeah. I like being kind of separate from that and kind of learning more about the startup world because there's not a ton of people in it, at least like from the school I go to, people are more concerned about banking. And so it's been nice kind of learning about startup culture. So that was awesome.
Awesome. Awesome, and definitely you are so welcome back anytime.
Oh, thanks.
Come to Zero Impact, come to Australia. I think Australia has this such a pull to it that once you get a taste of the life here, you just want to come back, especially
so
Melbourne as well. So.
Yeah, oh, love it.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Alex. And this wraps us up for this episode. Stay tuned for our next episode and our next steps. If you have any questions or feedback, please leave a comment and we'll get back to you. Thanks.